You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm David Lazarus, in for Lizzie O'Leary. Let's end things today with a splash. So far on the show, we've been talking about human migration. But we're not the only ones on the go. Whales migrate all year round, and a whole ecotourism industry migrates with them. Many of us already know about prime whale-watching spots in Washington State, California, Mexico, Cape Cod, but other places like Quebec or Ireland, they're also focusing on efforts to boost their whale-watching industries and promote ecotourism. Rashid Sumaila is a bioeconomist at the University of British Columbia. He studies whales and the businesses they inspire.
If you look at commercial fishing and ecotourism, marine ecotourism, there is a huge growth in the latter. Whale watching is part of this. It's a significant part of this. About $500 million of whale watching around the world a year and supporting thousands of people in terms of jobs. So this is important, and it is growing. We're seeing growth of up to about 40%, actually, in parts of the world.
Off of the West Coast where I live, whale watching is a big deal. But I've gone out whale watching before, and it's also a roll of the dice because sometimes the whales just don't want to cooperate.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. And you've hit on two important things here. Number one, for these businesses, for the tourism part, to thrive, we need to have healthy whale populations. So that is crucial. Number two, we need to understand the seasonal migration patterns of the whales. So if you go out here in the Vancouver area, if you don't go out between, say, March and October, the chances of you seeing whales is almost nil, because that's not when they migrate. So you need to know the migration pattern and the times, and the industry actually tries to do this, because otherwise their businesses will just not work. You have to have the whales, and you have to know how they migrate so that your business has to follow this. Between March and October, we have thousands of whales migrating close to Vancouver, and that is what the industry actually depends on.
I imagine that climate change is going to have profound effects on whale watching because as water temperatures change, migration patterns will change.
Absolutely. And we see that as the ocean warms, as the surface temperature increases, animals move. Those that can move will move, and those that cannot will perish. You know, they are not like people. When it's too hot, you put on your air conditioner. When it's too cold, you put on the heater. They don't have that. They either move or they perish. And yes, we're seeing that the economics of whale watching and the economics of fisheries in general is going to be impacted significantly by climate change. There's going to be impacts, and there's a lot of research we are doing to try to help us really map out how we can deal with this, both for our businesses and for the animals themselves. How do we protect them?
So intriguingly then, as the whales move further north to get cooler water, this is potentially a boon for, say, Alaska, which now can beef up its whale-watching industry.
Yes, I mean, yes, there is a time dimension here that we shouldn't forget. So in the interim, as they move away from BC towards Alaska, they can start looking at this and building businesses and trying to benefit from that. But remember, that is not going to stop if we don't do something to really put the brakes on climate change. Because what happens is get warmer and they go further. Where do they end up? Right? So there is a limit to even Alaska benefiting from this, if you think in terms of time, if we don't start acting.
And extending our migratory theme here, as the whales migrate, presumably the tourists will migrate to follow them so that they can have the whale-watching experience. That will have a beneficial effect on local economies, I gather, around the world.
Oh, yeah. As they move, places that didn't have these opportunities will see them, right? There will be losers and winners, and we don't know exactly who these will be. The patterns are beginning to show up. We're trying to understand this and trying to protect us, the businesses, the people, and the animals as these changes come.
As the whale migrations change, that represents an opportunity for new locations such as Quebec, Ireland, which are investing in their whale-watching industries. Are we seeing a big boost to the local economy as a result of this? And does the money that comes out of this kind of thing go back into conservation efforts?
there is a boost for areas that are seeing more whales because people follow the whales. The tourists want to see whales, and so that happens. Now, whether these benefits are getting back into conservation, at the moment it doesn't seem so. And that is a good point because we need the conservation to protect these animals so that we can continue to benefit from them. One thing that I should add here is some of the whale-watching companies actually have a money-back guarantee. So when they take you out and you don't see a whale, they give you back your money. This, to me, shows how important it is that we conserve these populations. You know, without them, the businesses will not thrive. If you keep giving money back, very soon your business is going to go bust. So, yes, conservation efforts are crucial. So please, anyone listening to this, whatever you can do to help us find a way to start reducing CO2 emissions, greenhouse emissions, that would be a great contribution to our survival into the future.
Rashid Sumaila is director of the Fisheries Economics Research Unit at the University of British Columbia Fisheries Center. Rashid, thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. Thanks.